The reviver of Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Reza. The reviver of Sunnah, Imam Ahmed Reza. The reviver of Sunnah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم has stated in his Mubarak Hadith that those people who sit in a gathering but neither do the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal nor do they recite salat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will feel remorse over those gatherings. Allahu Akbar. If Allah Azza wa Jal wills, He will punish them, and if He wills, He Azza wa Jal will forgive them. Allahu Akbar. So why not recite durood and salam and inshallah invoke the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to a beautiful silsila where we discuss the biography of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiallahu ta'ala and his steadfastness on the sunnah. And inshallah, in today's episode, we are going to be discussing the topic for which Ala Hazrat dedicated his life, which is love and devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alhamdulillah, today joining me is our Maulana Naushad Sahab, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah. Welcome, Maulana Sahab. Marhaba.
Jazakallah khairah. Another beautiful topic that we have, and this is one of the principal, you can say, foundations of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi when it comes to love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We learn this from all of his actions, whether it's his poetry that he wrote, from defending the honor of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All of this was because of his ishq, his mahabba, and his intense love for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
The love for our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is like a yardstick for us to learn how to love our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how to love, revere him and respect him the way he ought to be respected and loved, alhamdulillah. As it is the hadith of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, none of you can become a believer until he loves me, meaning Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, more than his own children, more than his own parents, and more than everyone in the world, subhanallah. So this is the criterion of iman. And let's inshallah listen to this beautiful manqabat in the praise of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The shair says,
Tune batil ko mitaya ay Imam Ahmed Raza, دین کا ڈنکا بجایا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا دور باطل اور زلالت ہند میں تھا جس گھڑی تو مجدد بن کے آیا تو مجدد بن کے آیا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹا کر دین کو بخشی جلا سنتوں کو پھر جلایا سنتوں کو پھر جلایا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا
سبحان اللہ مولانا صاحب دس شعر دیٹ we've just listened to is تو نے باطل کو مٹا کر دین کو بخشی جلا سنتوں کو پھر جلایا اے امام احمد رضا He has revived the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the focal point of our entire theme for this silsila, alhamdulillah. How Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu revived the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Well, no doubt he was the Mujaddid. So Mujaddid is one who revives. He revives the teachings of Islam, the teachings of the Quran, and he revives the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. The shair says in the next couplet that ay imam ahl sunnat naib shah umam ay imam ahl sunnat naib shah umam kijiye hum par bhi saaya kijiye hum par bhi saaya ay imam ahmad raza tune batil ko mitaya اے امام احمد رضا حشر تک جاری رہے گا فیض آقا آپ کا حشر تک جاری رہے گا فیض آقا آپ کا فیض کا دریا بہایا فیض کا دریا بہایا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا دین کا ڈنکا بجایا اے امام احمد رضا تو نے باطل کو مٹایا اے امام احمد رضا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَسَلَّمْ Maasab, if we look at the lifestyle of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala objectively, we see these focal points, these are the highlights of his entire life, that the heart of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allama Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, was totally immersed in the devotional love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as his blessed saying, the fatawa and spiritual words of Naat reflect this true devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How true is that?
And why not? Because you mentioned the blessed hadith, and this is part and parcel and of the foundation of Iman when it comes to love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And therefore, as you rightfully said, he was completely immersed in the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's a question that I must ask myself, that who is the most beloved to me in my life? Is it my spouse? Is it my children, my parents, or any other individual? If it is, then that person must recognize that the Iman is not completed. I mean, we all know about the famous narration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, when he said, I love you more than everything, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, besides my life. And here we're talking about not an ordinary person, we're talking about the second Khalifa of Islam. Then he says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Umar, that your Iman is not completed. And instantly he said, I love you even more than my life, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to seriously ask ourselves that I can make the claims that I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love Allah azza wa jal, but I need to analyze and scrutinize my life, that am I truly living as they have commanded? Because that is part and parcel of love. If, you know, it can't be an empty love that, no, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The proof I have is, how am I living my life? How am I leading my life? Is it in accordance with the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or is it against the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So these are serious questions we have to ask ourselves, that what proof do I have that I am a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or am I a devotee? Who am I loyal to? Am I loyal to my nafs? Am I loyal to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And this is where Ala Hazrat comes in the form of a role model, one of the heroes of Islam, that he taught us practically. He didn't just write about it, he didn't just speak about it, but he lived it. His life, his every moment was whatever my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded, this is what I'm going to do. And if we study his lifestyle, if we read his books, and this is the foremost thing that comes out, that his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Inshallah, may our lives be as such that the highlight of our lives should be our love and devotion to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Truly, this is now the mi'raj of a mu'min, that, you know, he is recognized as a true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And Maasab, it also helps to realize that the love Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but everything that was associated with him became the beloved, Allahu Akbar. Meaning, when we look at the journey of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to the sacred land of Madina Munawwara, his love and devotion, another level, when he hears the name of the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara, and the respect that he had for this sacred city of Madina Munawwara. He says in his own shayari that haram ki zami aur qadam rakke chalna are sar ka mauqa hai o jaane wale. This is the love and devotion Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had, that he considered it as a form of disrespect to walk the blessed city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with his feet. But he said we should rather place our heads and walk. Allahu Akbar.
See, a person out there might look at this and feel like, but this is like too strict, too rigid, you know, this is too much, you know, praise of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam or the blessity of Madina Sharif. But where's the yardstick of too much? Where's the limit? Can anybody show us, you know, in written form, where that limit is? I mean, this is how Sahaba Ikram used to behave around the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how all the Muslims of before, they used to, if in right in front is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then is all other types of love, love for the parents, spouse, children. Of course, there's different categories of love. And love for Allah and His Rasul is right at the top. If I don't love the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then who am I loyal to? That's the question to ask. Because loyalty, our elders, they say that love forces the lover to follow the beloved. I mean, these are the kind of things that always rings in one's mind.
Subhanallah.
And if I don't like something, what if it's sunnah? Then I have to force myself. No, I can't say that, no, my desires are like this, like that. This is what I like. But if you truly love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whatever he loved, we will love as well. And Ala Hazrat, you know, like you said, you know, anything associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beloved to him as well. Today we have people that, you know, and logically you think about it. If your parents are not there anymore, if they are gone, and if you have something, maybe a possession of your parents, when you look at that thing, you'll say, this was my mother's, this was my father's, that also is beloved to you, because it belongs to somebody who is beloved to you. And this is the highest category of love, which is of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, Masa, beautifully explained. And his love for the Mubarak city of Madina Munawwara and everything that was associated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his Ahlul Bayt, Allahu Akbar.
The family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is unlike our families. They are the, if there is any nobility or noble people, these are the noble people.
Subhanallah.
Those, because they have the blood of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam flowing in their veins. So many narrations out there that those who are kind and compassionate to the Aal and the offspring of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's reward in that. There's great, you know, abundant blessings in this world and in the hereafter as well. Because we're not talking about just any person's children or offspring, but this is our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Hazrat, you know, his behavior with them is to teach us also. There's one thing that is the demand of love, that you also love those whom your beloved loves. But this is also lessons for us that, you know, what is my connection? If I know any Sayyid Saab or any Sadat, any from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, what is my interaction with them? How do I, you know, interact with them? Is it like the normal people, or do I give that proper due respect to them because they are from the family of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam?
Alhamdulillah, Masa, beautifully explained. In fact, the caste system is totally cut off in Islam. It doesn't have any footing. But the only thing that really matters and that really is highlighted in the Sharia of Islam is someone is connected to the Mubarak family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And then only that they are well above every other type of societies that we have, you know, when it comes to the caste system and so on. Besides that, Alhamdulillah, everyone is equal.
No, this concept doesn't exist in Islam.
Yeah.
Because a person comes from a certain lineage, from a certain maybe language background, certain area, that they have a higher status. No, in the court of Allah Azawajal, the one who has more taqwa, more piety, more closeness to Allah, more fear of Allah, that person there is stands out from the rest of the others. And sometimes you see takabbur, pride, arrogance, these things, it creeps into a person's heart. Maybe because of wealth, maybe because of the family they come from. And like the Arab is not higher in status than the non-Arab and vice versa. Doesn't matter what color skin a person has. How much do I fear Allah Azza wa Jal? That's a question to ask. How close am I to Allah Azza wa Jal? How obedient am I to Allah Azza wa Jal and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? These are the questions to ask. And all of these things we find in the blessed life and lifestyle of Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And Amir Ahl Sunnah Damal Barakatuhun Aliyah, he is treading in these footsteps. When we say tread in the footsteps of the pious personalities, pious predecessors, that includes Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And we see Dawud Islami being built on the principles of Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And for those who are always watching Madani channel, I mean, they'll agree. Whenever Amir Ahl Sunnah Damal Barakatuhun Aliyah is on, there must be a mentioning of Al-Hazrat. There must be a mentioning of, you know, these great personalities.
And the awlad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only them, they were exclusive in adab and reverence was shown towards them because of the nobility that they had coming down from the bloodline, the lineage of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. MashaAllah. Other than that, there is no exception, alhamdulillah. Islam eradicates those social norms and social evils that are widespread among us. And Sayyidi Al-Had radiallahu ta'ala anhu, of course, even Mufti Azam Hind radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had written strict guidelines, you know, when it comes to adhering to these things and these short-sighted mindset that people had, you know, with regards to our levels in society, how it fluctuates, you know, when you belong to a certain caste system and whatever. So the only love and reverence they had exclusively is for the Sadat, for the awlad of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, alhamdulillah. And they made sure to pass on this message that yes, as Muasab has rightfully said, that the one truly honored and noble in the sight of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one with the most taqwa. Is not based on skin color of a person or
no doubt
or the language background a person comes from.
This is just people's individual perceptions. Indeed. You know, maybe it's in their mind only that they feel superior to others. They have a superiority complex, but that has nothing to do with Islam.
Allah.
If you look at Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali and you really want to appreciate some of the love that he expressed, if you love somebody, you'll praise them. I mean, you won't insult them, you won't belittle them, you'll praise them. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, one avenue that he used was his poetry. And I refer to Hadaik Bakhshish, which is his masterpiece compilation of Naat Sharif, Munkabad Hamd. And you know, subhanAllah, if you look at the writings, his poetic writings, they are distinctive in the sense that you can find some connection of each couplet to the Quran, to the ahadith, to the sayings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not just a lover expressing himself. No, it's grounded in the Sharia, the Islamic sacred law, and it has full of meaning. In fact, the naat, each naat of Al Hazrat, you can give an entire bayan, entire discourse.
Definitely.
Of several discourses on each one, and you see in there that, you know what, besides enjoying the rhythm of it and the rhyming of it, but the meaning, you know, what comes out in the form of the meaning of
the
each share.
Of it.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. The world and tens of millions of people even till today, Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi passed away 100 years ago plus minus. But today you see his dhikr and his remembrance is, you know, around the world, wherever you go. Because, you know, he, and part and parcel of his love for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also in defending the honor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Somebody that you don't love, you don't like, others will insult that person, you won't worry. Somebody that you love, this is my beloved. So I, as you said the other day, he became that shield and his weapon was his pen. And from his pen, He wrote those 1,000 plus books. From his pen, which was like a spear, he wrote those, defensive sayings against whatever the protectors and enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with. And he proved from Quran, from Hadith, from the Sunnah as well that, you know what this person is saying is incorrect. It's belittling the status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he didn't do it out of emotion. No. Emotion is there, but there wasn't the reason. The reason was that people brought new things, corrupt things into the deen, which belittled the status of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he stood up as a warrior, as a mujahid. He stood up to defend the honor of our master sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Masab, he wasn't really defending his emotions. He was defending the deen because the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the essence of deen. There is no doubt about that, and that was being taken away, and he couldn't stand to see that, you know, like a bystander and watching everything happen.
Masab, there's a beautiful incident that once Al Hazrat Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was invited for a meal, and so he sits down, and there is cucumber. He takes one, bismillah, and he eats one, and then he asks for all of the cucumber to be brought to him. Subhanallah. And he starts eating one by one, and he's not letting anybody else eat this. And so everybody knows the Sheikh, he generally eats very little, but this time he ate all the cucumber. So they ask that, Huzur, what is the wisdom in this? Why did Hazrat eat all of the cucumber? And he says that this is a sunnah to eat. And the very first one that I ate, it was very bitter. And I didn't want anybody to eat and then spit it out and have a bitter taste in their mouth, because this is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is, you know, we can't even reach these levels of love. But this was his love, actually. You know, love forces the lover to follow the beloved. So even this thing is bitter and against the nafs, but he doesn't want anybody else to spit it out, because it is a sunnah, and therefore he ate all of that cucumber. And in our lives as well, we can link this. I don't like to eat certain things. If it is a sunnah, rather keep quiet. If you don't like to eat it, don't say anything. Because it could fall in the category that, you know what, you don't like a sunnah, that it's very unsavory. It doesn't sit well that a person, you know, maybe feels like that. No, I don't like to eat this, so I don't like to eat that. I don't like to do this, although it's a sunnah. So we should be very careful in this regard.
Yeah, maybe a person unknowingly, he may not know that it is in fact the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you know, say something out of line that would be detrimental to his iman. And Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, or that buzurg that you mentioned, he couldn't stand to see that happening. You know, maybe it might happen. So before that happens, let me take care of it, you know. Alhamdulillah.
Okay. And this is the devotion of Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala, that loyalty was only to Allah and His Rasul
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And we need to ask ourselves that, you know, who am I loyal to? Before I make the next statement, before I close the next deal, I have to ask, as a Muslim, I have to ask, has my deen allowed this? Does my Islam allow this? Does the Sharia allow this? Does my Allah and His Rasul allow this or not? If it does, then go ahead, bismillah. If it doesn't, then take it, squash it, throw it in the bin. It has no benefit for you.
Of course.
If it is something prohibited in Islam, then it's in your detriment. You'll be held accountable for this on the Day of Judgment.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the Sharia of Islam, on the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, there were times in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu where he himself was attacked and criticized. Masab, he even used to receive letters, vulgar words, obscenities in it, you know, and it wouldn't bother him. And then he says in his own words that, I will not pay any heed to the attacks and sentences full of criticism against me. I have been assigned with this duty by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to defend his honor, not mine. To defend the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's what that matters. Not my honor, Allahu Akbar. And he says, I am happy for as long as they attack me and insult me rather. At least then they will be heedless of slandering and picking the faults in the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personalities. Allahu Akbar. The coolness of my eyes and my heart, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I will be the shield to protect his honor, inshallah. This was his love and devotion to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it should be an inspiration for us, inshallah, going forward, that if we truly are the followers of Sayyidi Ala Hadhrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then this should be our mission as well going forward in life, inshallah. And Sayyidi Ala Hadhrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Masab, he states at another occasion that if anyone shows even a minor contempt towards the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then distance yourself immediately from that individual, even if he is your close relative, Allahu Akbar. Because the honor and the respect and love for the one that is incumbent upon us is supposed to be even more and over and above than your own children, than your own parents, Allahu Akbar. Huzur Qadi Sharia rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says so beautifully that Nabi se jo hai begana, use dil se juda kar de. Pidar, madar, biradar, jaan o dil un par fida kar de. Allahu Akbar. So this is the true message of Ala Hadrat for us, inshallah, to defend the honor and the dignity of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam at any cost that it comes, inshallah, because that is the true yardstick of faith, of iman. If we lose that, there is nothing left. It's an empty shell without it.
You mentioned about the letters. It reminds me of the incident when some of the murids and followers of Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala ali, when they came to know about these insulting, belittling, vulgar letters sent to Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala ali, and they wanted to find these individuals and sort them out. And Ala Hazrat rahmatullah ta'ala ali directed them to one cupboard or wardrobe and said, open that. When they opened it, they saw that that was also full of letters. And he says, those are letters of people who have praised me. So first you go and find each one of those people and give them a present. Give them a gift first. And then you sort out these people. Yeah. What he was trying to say was that, you know, don't worry about these people. That, you know, they are directing their anger, their insults towards me, and every moment they are doing that, they are not insulting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as you mentioned, that even if it's our closest family or friend, try to make their mind that, you know, what you're doing is wrong. Whether it's a person who insults Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who insults Sahaba, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, you know, if they are stubborn in that corrupt beliefs, then you are safer. You are safer not to be in their company. Because that person is inching their way towards, or has the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon them. And so they are inching their way towards Jahannam with these corrupt beliefs. And if you are caught up with them, remember, those whom you love, you will be with them on the Day of Judgment. So if you're close to these individuals, that's going to affect you negatively. You'd rather, you know, separate yourself, protect your iman. That is the most valuable asset of a believer. The most prized possession of a believer is the iman. So protect your iman and the iman of your offspring as well. Because tomorrow if you are gone, maybe that person can influence your children with their corrupt beliefs. So rather yourself, separate yourself, your children know that, no, my father, you know, or mother, whoever it is, you know, they were not in the company of this individual because of their corrupt beliefs. And they will also, inshallah, protect their iman in doing so.
Inshallah, with this sincerity in mind, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, that one who loves for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, and if he hates somebody, he does it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he gives somebody something, it is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if he deprives somebody of something, it is for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, for such a person, he says, so undoubtedly, he has completed his faith. Allahu Akbar. We love our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the sake of Allah, because the zikr of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can never be separate from the zikr of Allah.
When you look at the Kalima Sharif itself, Allah placed His blessed name there and the name of His beloved next to His name without any conjunction in between. So, I mean, these things, if we ponder over it, then we'll get to realize that how much Allah loves the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is His beloved, that is His Habib. And we should make Him our beloved as well, if we want to be successful in this world and in the Akhirah as well. A person could be inflicted with a waswasa, an evil whisper, that, you know, Al Hazrat, you know, his love for the Prophet was too much. And we mentioned this, that how much is too much? You know, I mean, how much love do I have? Some people, they have a beloved, they love their spouse or their children, and they'll do anything for them. But there's boundaries. There's boundaries for that. When it comes to love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so long as it's within the boundaries of Sharia, then, you know, express yourself, whether in written form, in reciting Naat Sharif, listening to Naat Sharif, because the Quran is also, the glorious Quran is full with the mentioning of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly or indirectly, even his praises as well, even defending Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if that's the words of Allah azza wa jal, then I should take heed from that, that how much does the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam feature in my life on a daily basis.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Dear viewers, as we are speaking of the love and devotion Sayyidi Ala Hadrat رضي الله تعالى عنه had displayed to the beloved Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم and his Ahli Bayt, الله أكبر. It is unreal, الله أكبر. It is mentioned in one of the waqiyas, one of the parables in the life of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was invited somewhere and the host had arranged a palki for him. Now, what is a palki? Palki is a mode of transport. You know, people carry boxed shape a transport, you know, they carry it on their shoulders. And so the host had sent palki for Ala Hazrat's transport. When Ala Hazrat sat in that palki, and they had taken, you know, the laborers who were carrying that palki, they had taken just a few steps, and Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told them to stop, and he stepped down from the palki and he said, "I'm getting the fragrance of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Please tell me which one of you is a Sayyid." Allahu Akbar. And there was a Sayyid from the Sadat, from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came forward and he said, "Huzur, I am a Sayyid." And Sayyidi Ala radiallahu ta'ala, and he broke into tears and he said, "How dare that I, you know, you are the crown of my head, and here you bearing the burden of me upon your shoulders. Allahu Akbar." Sayyidi Ala Hazrat then says, "Please forgive me, Sayyid Sahab. I didn't know. Unintentionally, I boarded this palki, and only then I came to realize what mistake I have made. If tomorrow my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks me, 'Were the shoulders of my children for carrying your burden, Ahmad Raza?' what would I say to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?" Allahu Akbar. This was the immense love of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the Sadat. And it didn't end there. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, "To recompensate for this, please allow me. You go and sit in the palki and I will carry you on my shoulders." Allahu Akbar. To recompensate for what I have done. Subhanallah. This was the love and reverence of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu to the Sada, to the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is his teaching. And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says very beautifully, "Unhe jana, unhe mana, na rakha ghair se kaam, lillahil hamd, main dunya se musalman gaya." Allahu Akbar. This is the guarantee of our iman, that if we truly devote ourselves to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and follow his teachings, inshallah, this will be sufficient for our iman, to be dying on iman with that yaqeen, with that aqeedah, that we, our hearts belong to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in true essence. So this was the mission of Ala Hazrat, to propagate the love and reverence and respect for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Buzurganuddin have also stressed on this point of respecting the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the pious predecessors. Islam is all about adab. You know, be adab, be nasib, ba adab, ba nasib. How true is that? And Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as we say when we stand up and read salami, "Dal di qalb mein azmat-e-Mustafa, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat pila ko salam," meaning we send salam upon the a noble personality of Sayyidi Ala Hadrat radiyallahu ta'ala anhu for instilling the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts. With this in mind, inshallah, let's remember the slogan of Dawat Islami, that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. And inshallah, we will try our best to instill the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the hearts of people. Inshallah, first our hearts become Madina, Madina, inshallah. After that, we'll make the garden of Madina be a commonplace in the hearts of millions of people, inshallah, through the efforts of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, inshallah, and through our infiradi koshish as well. This is our mission, inshallah. With this in mind, let's recite durood and salam and conclude this beautiful episode. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'ina wa sallam.
The reviver of sunnah, the reviver of sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza. The reviver of sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza. The reviver.